Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be an interesting one. I have one of the co-founders of Centrigue, Dawn Anderson. Welcome, Dawn.
Hi, how are you doing, Lee?
I am doing well. I hope everything is going your way. But before we get too far into things, please tell us about Centrigue. How are you serving folks?
Centrigue is a international shopping tour business. What we do is we provide escorted tours for business owners and entrepreneurs to different countries across the globe so that they can purchase merchandise for their businesses.
So now you kind of are a travel organization that matches entrepreneurs with the appropriate resources in these different countries?
Yes, absolutely. We have facilitators in other countries that help us navigate, and we look for manufacturers, artisans to purchase merchandise from them.
So now what comes first? Do you find the people who want to travel to a given country and then just look for the appropriate connections for them? Or do you find within the countries that you visit the connections and then find the companies that want to do business with them?
Well, actually, we have the clients. They come first and they tell us what their interests are. And then we find facilitators in other countries to match those interests.
So walk me through how that works. How does it work with, like, say, a North American company approaches you and says, hey, we want to do business in Africa. And then they just explain their needs and you go to Africa to find the appropriate country and the companies within Africa?
Yes, absolutely. Lee, actually, I've been doing this for, almost 30 years. About 30 years. We started back in 1991. I'm a military brat. And so I lived in different countries and I traveled to different countries with my parents. We used to bring back just different things that we would find in any country that we would go to, and we collect them. And then when we came back to the States, we would bring them back home. Some of the things we sold, some of the things, we've kept. And people just thought that, you know, these items were interesting and they would like to have some of these things for themselves. And so now what it is that we do is we speak to different government officials, like low-level government officials. For some countries, it's like the Minister of Handicraft, or it could be the Minister of Tourism. And, you know, we ask them, you know, what are the best, you know, places to go to, you know, find merchandise for our clients. And so what we do is we match, we develop those relationships with, government officials in other countries or manufacturers to our clients here in the United States.
Do you help a company in the United States that's maybe never worked internationally before kind of learn the basics on how to do that? Or are these kind of pretty savvy international already focused companies?
Actually, it's both. Because it's escorted tours, we go with you. And because there are facilitators ready to meet us at the other end, they help us navigate the country. And they help us navigate, you know, through the vendors and the manufacturing processes and, you know, how to get the merchandise back home. Here in the United States, I have brokers that are prepared to clear customs if you are buying, you know, large amounts. And so that can be done for you. Or sometimes it's just enough, you know, depending on the size of what it is that you're buying, we can just put it in our suitcases and bring them back home. Now, it's for the entry level entrepreneur and for the, entrepreneurs or companies, you know, that are prepared, you know, to buy massive amounts of merchandise.
Can you share a success story of one of the companies you work with and their ability to now kind of get this international products or imported into the U.S.?
Caravan Express has been doing it since 1996. and they import from 5 different countries and then sell the merchandise e-commerce style. I've also acted as a broker for a country out of Asia, one of the Asian countries, not China, and sold their merchandise here for about 12 years in the United States. Because in order to sell for a manufacturer, to sell in the United States, they would have to have an American, you know, address, a company that's going to be responsible for their products for distribution.
So you work on both directions. So sometimes you work with the foreign company to sell in the U.S. and sometimes you help the U.S. company source from the foreign countries?
Absolutely. Works both ways.
Now, if somebody wanted to do this, like maybe they're unsure, is it possible just to kind of go on an informational tour and just kind of, you know, learn?
Yes, yes. It is what we call a bleisure tour, which means business plus leisure. And so the leisure aspect of it could be just learning the ropes, you know, taking a look at the manufacturers, meeting them, doing further research, you know, as to, you know, how you package the merchandise. If you want to, you know, brand it there and label it there, you can with your own brand. The first meeting could just be an informational meeting, but it won't be a waste of time because we also have a great time looking at the, you know, major sites and whatever it is that that particular country is known for, then they get to enjoy that as well.
Now, when I would imagine like in today's economic climate and with the coronavirus going worldwide, this pandemic, your business, the travel part has probably slowed down some, but I would imagine people are still planning for next year at least. Do you have some trips planned for next year?
Yes, our physical journeys to Jamaica and China have been postponed. Nevertheless, our next trip is actually going to be spring of 2021, and that will be to Ghana, West Africa.
And then what are some of the opportunities in Ghana?
Actually, Ghana is offering a free land initiative. So we want to meet some of the kings that are offering the free land in Ghana. I know China is moving heavy into Ghana. Ghana is also known for gold. They're one of the top three producers of gold in Africa. They're also known for their cocoa. And there's a number of labor opportunities. They speak English, so it's easier to navigate in Ghana as opposed to maybe a French-speaking African country.
Now, do you have any advice for the U.S. company that maybe hasn't kind of ventured even outside, maybe if they're an Atlanta base, if they've never even ventured out, you know, sold outside of Atlanta or sourced outside of the area? Is there any advice for that new person to consider international relationships?
Yes. For the new person, they can just travel with us and, you know, see how the process is done, create, you know, business relationships with local government officials, network, see the terrain, take notes, ask questions, and then enjoy the, you know, cultural offerings that you know, each tour will have. So the new person will probably get the most out of it, and it'd be, you know, very interesting, a new place to go, and, you know, learn a lot. And so it'll be hands-on. It'll be a kinesthetic, you know, type learning environment where you actually see how the process is done.
Because a lot of people have traveled internationally, but they might, when they were traveling, just kind of did the touristy things. This will give them a glimpse of what the business side of those countries are like, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's very lucrative and it's profitable because the American dollar is relatively strong against most economies in Africa. And so just the economic exchange, you know, the leverage of the emerging and dynamic economies is profit in and of itself. So when you bring it back here and you add your story, you know, to the product, you can actually price it at a point where it can be very lucrative for that entrepreneur in his or her business.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about kind of doing this kind of business venture slash adventure, is there, do you have kind of training or classes or some sort of webinars, or do you just talk to people individually? Like, how do you kind of get them ready to make an informed decision if this is the right thing for them to do?
Yes, definitely. What we do is we schedule an hour-long talk so that we can learn more about our new business partner. We call them business partners. Our new business partners, our new clients, and we find out what their needs are. Now, prior going to the trip, we have at least two conversations. One, you know, to make sure that all of the basic items that you need for entry into the country, maybe it's vaccinations, passport, visas, whatever those expectations are, we'll have that conversation. Insurance is another good one. And then the third conversation would be the preparation as to, you know, where we would meet, because we're all going together, no matter where you are in the United States, where we would meet, what the expectations are, and, you know, any last questions that, you know, our clients would have. So there's at least three conversations before we go,
and then
that are mandatory.
So then once the decision has been made to go, is there, like, they just pay a Centrigue a fee, and that includes all the travel, hotel, and things like that? Or how does the finance work?
Yes, it includes the travel, includes the hotel, it includes the food, it includes the facilitators. What it doesn't include are gratuities, tips. It doesn't include alcoholic beverages.
And then is it something like, are you gone for a few days, a week? Like, what's the length of the trip typically?
A length of the trip is usually anywhere from 5 days to 14 days. But if our clients need to, you know, maybe have a shorter turnaround, maybe they only have a weekend, then we will all fly in together, and then we will take them back to the airport. We will escort them. So they're escorted their entire time we're in a foreign country.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, it sounds like an amazing opportunity for businesses to really explore international trade.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Lifetime stories, excellent merchandise, fantastic profit margins.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more, what is the website for your organization?
The website is Centrigue. It's spelled S as in Sam, E, N as in Nancy, T, R, I, G, U, E. .com. You can also find us on Facebook as well.
Good stuff, Dawn. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you for having us.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.